Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, Text Number 4, Nunam Pramatta Kurute Vikarma, Vedindriya Prete Aprinoti, Nasadu Manne Yatatmanoyam, Asanapi Klesa the Asadeha. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. When a person considers sense gratification, the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it is not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again in the activity of sense gratification, by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after the other. Repeat. When a person considers sense gratification the aim of life, he certainly becomes mad after materialistic living and engages in all kinds of sinful activity. He does not know that due to his past misdeeds, he has already received a body which, although temporary, is the cause of his misery. Actually, the living entity should not have taken on a material body, but he has been awarded the material body for sense gratification. Therefore, I think it is not befitting an intelligent man to involve himself again the activities of sense gratification, by which he perpetually gets material bodies one after the other. Purport. Begging, borrowing and stealing. To live for sense gratification is condemned in this verse, because such consciousness leads one to dark, hellish condition. The four sinful activities are illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. These are the means by which one gets another material body that is full of miseries. In the Vedas it is said, Asanga Hyayam Purusha. The living entity is not really connected with this material world, but to his tendency to enjoy the material senses, he is put into the material condition. One should perfect his life by associating with devotees. He should not become further implicated in the material body. So here, Prabhupada is given a class on this sloka. Prabhupada begins to say, here the materialists are described as pramatta. Pramatta means very dangerous situation. The materialist, actually everyone in this world is in a dangerous condition. Padam padam yadve padam deshan. Similarly, the Bhagavad Gita also says, Dukhalayam asasukam. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukha dosham darshan. So completely. So anyone who is trying to be happy is already become mad. He is not able to understand how at every step there is danger and misery. Any moment. So anyone who has made sense gratification is aim and goal in life is a mad chap, is a mad guy. Because we are already born with the nature of sense gratification, and you are trying to increase sense gratification. That means you are on the verge of becoming mad. So Prabhupada gives the example of the woman and her maid servant. One woman had temperature 101 degrees, and her maid servant also had temperature 104, high temperature, and the doctor was called, and the house madam, she is arguing with the doctor. Now I am the house owner and I have 101 degrees, and she is my servant, how she can have 104 degrees temperature? Crazy lady. So people are also, they are competing for sense gratification. That means they want to go on high fever. And what is the result of high fever? High fever, you know, brain death, brain damage and brain death. So we are meant to live for at the most 100 years, but if you are indulging in sense gratification, we will die much earlier. We already have many illnesses, and if we indulge in sense gratification, we lose the roga nirodhaka shakti or immunity from diseases will not be there. Our body will be prone for. We already have 6 illnesses of the mind, Shadvika, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Madha, Moha, Matsarya. And if you indulge in sense gratification, you become very cruel. Our mind is already stubborn. And if you indulge in sense gratification, that's why Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, last but one sloka. Āpūrvamānā madhura pratiṣṭham samudramāpā prayasanti adhat adhat kāmānam prayasanti sarve sasāntamāpumatina kāmākāna. Not the one who tries to satisfy his desires will attain peace, but the one who tolerates the desires, he attains peace. The Bhagavatam also describes that sense gratification is like pouring ghee on fire. If you think, if I put ghee on fire, and then the fire will be satisfied and it will become extinguished. No. If you put fire, it will go on more and more blazing. See, with sense gratification generally, it's our immaturity. We think, I'm curious about what is this pleasure of sex. I'm curious. People say, you know, how can they say smoking is bad, drinking is bad, until you see it yourself. You enjoy it and then you see it. No, we see it with sastra, chakshu. An intelligent man, he sees his sastra chakshu. You have to, everything, you have to observe this world with sastra chakshu. So it's like Dilli ka laddu, kaya na kaya dhanam pastaya. Dilli ka laddu. So it is something like that. It looks very big, but if you squeeze it, there is nothing inside. So they have wasted their money. But when you see it, big laddu, and they are getting it only for 5 rupees. I should eat it. So when you eat it, you are not satisfied. But when you don't eat it, you are very restless. So the sex life is also like that. So that is the Maya's arrangement. If you are not in devotional service, Maya will tempt you to enjoy. Everybody knows. It's simply full of miseries and problems. But still, no one can give it up. No one can stay away from marriage. One time, one devotee asked Prabhupada, how is that everyone is becoming a victim to sex life? Although everybody knows that it is a very short lasting experience and it accompanies so many problems. Breaking God's laws, breaking social norms, body becoming weaker, and you become sick, and even if it is legitimate sex, then there will be pregnancy. You may have to undergo cesarean delivery, that means you have to undergo a major operation to get the child out, so that your body is permanently, and the child may be not maybe in jail, generally a nonsense jail. But to get a good jail, it's a big preparation. Without big preparation, you have a jail, that is guaranteed, nonsense jail. It will give you all headaches. The jail troubles itself, it troubles the family, it troubles the society. That's what is going on in the world. Everybody is creating problems. Nobody can control his mind. So, everybody has taken their route. He wants to do this, he wants to do that. Complete chaos in the world. People don't agree with one another. It's a Kali Yuga. Age of quarrel and hypocrisy. So, you have to think whether it is better to tolerate the, like Krishna has said, you tolerate. Krishna is suggesting you tolerate the sense indulgence. In the beginning, it is painful, difficult, because it's called fantasies, phantasmagoria, will of this, fairy tales. The mind is telling you so many things, how it is very nice. So, if you tolerate it, you will save yourself from so much torture and trouble. If you cannot tolerate, if you cannot subdue your senses, the result is that you will fall down the vicious cycle. Yagi Sanskarsaja Bhavada Dukkaya Nayate Adyantamanta Kanteya Nateshi Raja Buddha. Bhagavad Gita is saying, Yagi Sanskarsaja Bhavada, anything that is not in yourself, that you are looking for outside, said it is going to have a beginning, it is going to an end. And from the beginning to end, it is miserable. Yehi Sanskarsaja Bhavada. The pleasure that comes out of contact or the sense objects. Only people who have this knowledge, they will attempt. They will see sense gratification as a disease. Any material desire is a disease, because it is natural, it is not natural to the soul. The soul has spiritual desires. But because our intelligence has become perverted, our lifestyle has become perverted because of our bondage to this material body. When you become liberated, then you completely spit at the thought. Yamunacharya. There is a sloka by Yamuna. Yadavadi mama jyata krishna padaravandaya tadavadi mata nari sanyama svaryamane Mukha, Vikara, Sushti, Vananja. The person really knows that all happiness is inside, it is the nature of the soul. That's it's called humbug civilization. What you have seen, all the big universities, our leaders in Congress, in this and that, all humbug. You don't need nothing. Let's say devotees, they design their jobs, they leave their properties, but they don't have any problem. They get their food. If you practice Krishna consciousness, Krishna will give more facilities. If you don't practice Krishna consciousness, you struggle, still your needs are not fulfilled. Because this is the material law. If you are for sense gratification, then Krishna has not created you for sense gratification. Krishna has not created you for sense gratification. Sense gratification is for birds. Sense gratification is for monkeys. Then we are like monkeys and birds. We are anxious. We have sense gratification. So, you don't have to do anything. It is a bad. Pramatta means man. They are doing what not. You examine their activity. Anything you take, like they are taking big risk to go for offshore oil drilling. They are going into the depths of the ocean to take out oil. And they are flying in the sky. Today, in the newspaper, the photo of the front page, Narendra Modi in a special plane on his way to Brazil. And then once it is in the air, some technical error. What can we do? Nothing. Finished. Done. What can you do? It just crashes. Nobody can do it. Big risk to going here. Because we are not meant to go underwater. We are not meant to go in the air. God has given us no wings. But man wants to fly, so you fly. And then MH and a 237 flight disappeared. They could not find trace of it. See? Big, big radar stations, big, huge team. The airports are run by big teams, everything. But still, the flight, you know that, just few months back. One plane was going from Kuala Lumpur, Singapore, Malaysia to China. And then after it took off for half an hour, I went there. It's not seen. They don't know. And they spent 50, 60 or more crores to find out the whereabouts. No traces. They went under the water in the submarines. And thousands and thousands of kilometers they are searching for any remnants. They could not locate. Nowadays, so many things are happening. So, similarly, our Indian, that is in the air, under the water, very senior, marine engineers, and a very costly submarine, 6,000 crores worth. It is just as big as like this hall. 6,000 crores to build a submarine like this. it should be otherwise. And some technical error, everybody died inside. They could not come on, the server did not function. So, sir, 6,000 crores, very, very serious thing in the life. So, all similarly, we are not meant to fly in air, we are not meant to go underwater. We are called terrestrial creature. Territory in the land. We are meant to live on the land. You want to fly? There's a different way, not by machines. Don't try to fly by machines, very costly affair. If you go from here to Delhi by walking, it doesn't cost you anything. You take a train, it will cost you 700-800 rupees. And you fly, it takes 7,000-8,000 rupees. One flight. So, very costly. So, this is called simply bogus civilization. Krishna Swami Prabhu, he was telling here when he came for Radhayatra. People are going amazing speeds, but they don't know where they are going. They don't know where they are going. What is their goal? So, crazy people. And people are taking out petrol, taking out that, digging out chemicals, doing this, that. So much is going on in the world. And they are all called self-defeating activities. You want good health, but the way you are living, it's creating pollution, trucks, sound pollution, air pollution, water pollution. Because our mind is perverted. Previously, people were living a natural life. No family planning, no meat eating. No too much traveling. Nowadays, intercontinental travel, people, Prabhupada said, that just for getting dal roti, just for getting dal roti, people start at home at 6 o'clock. Then they have to go to downtown Bombay. 3 hours journey. Your office at home. You cannot afford to home in Bombay. You cannot afford to, because the rent is so much. If you want to a place in downtown Bombay, you have to pay 40,000 rupees a month. Your salary is 20,000 rupees. Not possible. So you have to. Because you want sense gratification. You want to marry. So you need a house. You cannot afford that. Also, in America, Prabhupada found one young man, age 35 years age. So Prabhupada asked his mother, why did you not marry your son? When you will marry? The marriage is age. You cannot marry when you are 60 years. What is the point? He said, you cannot have a house and enough money to rent the house. He's a single person. Now he cannot have enough arrangement. What will he do if he has a wife and children? So he cannot afford to marry. So they go for prostitution. If you have to maintain a cow, then you have to take care. You have to bathe it, you have to feed it, you have to clean the gosala, you have to milk it, do all that. But if milk is available in the market, why should you maintain a cow? If you can have sex without marriage, then why should you marry? And you can avoid having children. So, why all this moderation? Now in Germany, there is a problem. Underpopulation. Government of Germany is giving incentives. If you produce a child, we will take care of the education, we will take care of all his expenditure. Please produce a child. But nobody wants to have a child. They only want to have the pleasure of sex, but no consequences. They don't want children. The government is trying hard to have children. No, you don't want to have children. It's a nuisance. You want to go here, there, do this, that. Who will take care of the child? The government is saying that we will give money to, but taking care of will do. You have to take care of the child. Oh, this is called crazy. But the people's nature have become so perverted. And similarly, meat eating, they are not satisfied with regular meat eating. Now they want to eat frogs, they want to eat dogs, they want to eat snakes. Not only that, they want to eat live snakes. Exactly. It's a play for them. They want to do that. And not only that, they are going too crazy. And a baby is aborted. People want to see what is the taste of that aborted baby. Or anything they eat. Lizard, cockroach. So, and the insects, they fry it and they eat. That's a completely perverted taste. So what not? Now they are passing the law. In India also, now homosexual. Woman and woman marrying, man and man marrying. If man and woman marry, then there will be lesson. There will be children and problem. If man and man marry, no children. A man cannot give birth to a child. Or woman marry, still woman can conceive. But if woman marry, how they can be a child? Now it is all governments are passing law. It has completely gone crazy. I was reading just yesterday. Govindadasi, she wrote stories from the life of Prabhupada. I was reading that book, Govindadasi. So, in the West, unmarried women, they become devotees. Yes, because there is no shelter, security. So the unmarried woman, they join the ashram, and some of them are staying together. And then one woman came to Prabhupada, and she was going to Govindadasi. She is attending to Prabhupada, and this woman came to go, I want to meet Prabhupada, I want to ask him something. The Prabhupada said, let her come. And she was saying, Prabhupada was not able to understand. Prabhupada, you know, they are all staying together, Mataji, just like you are staying together. You know, some Margaret, Mary, whatever her name. So Margaret is wearing this clothes, that clothes. So I want to stay separate. What is that? So what? Saying I am attracted to. She is indirectly. She has homosexual tendency. She is unable to tell directly. Saying, you know, Margaret is wearing nice clothes like this, I want to stay separate. That means she is attracted to the lady. But Prabhupada Tara gentleman, he doesn't know anything like this. What is a woman? She, one woman is saying that woman is wearing nice clothes. So Prabhupada, so what? But she, I'm attracted to her. Then Prabhupada said, I don't understand what she is saying. What she is saying. Ask her to go to tell me what does she want to say. What does she want to say? Then Prabhupada asked, because she is not saying properly, directly. So then going to she explained Prabhupada. She means to say she is attracted to the other lady. So she doesn't want to stay there, otherwise she may indulge in some improper activity. So Prabhupada said, no. This homosexuality is a very low class mentality. Low class. Actually, sex thoughts are for human beings. Too much sex thoughts means we are already crazy. And then not only that, and we are talking about same sex. So nowadays the Supreme Court, everybody is passing laws. Okay, the majority of the people. That means where this civilization will go. If there are children, then you know the problem. Then you go completely psychic, mentally. You know? For every silly little thing, you are agitated, disturbed. And you have no serious business in life, just itching sensation. So this is all called pramatta. Pramatta means people are going completely crazy. And you know, all rich people in England, Europe, they keep pets. And they don't have men association. They have relationship with the pets. All this kind of nonsense things are going on in the world. It's a normal thing. Animal, man relationships, that is also there. It's there in medical science. The whole thing is that people don't have spiritual education. Simply, if there is spiritual education and there is spiritual training, then you know how to get rid of this out of our head. As Krishna is saying, Matrasvarshastu Kaunteya Sitoshna Sukha Dukhala Agama Paranamitam Tantika Shobhata. There is no way, sense gratification, you have to tolerate. No other way to get over it. If you think by having an experience, you will become disgusted with that. No. because your weakness will increase. Already when we are not exposed, our mind is craving. And if you're exposed, then you become a victim more and more. So there is only one remedy to this mad life of sense. It's a mad world out there. Mad world. Dog eating dog kind of thing. There is no any human civilization. Nowadays there is no human civilization. In India or outside, anywhere, simply do anything you want. People are mentally ill, people are physically ill, see, age is nothing. We have 4 devotees from Tirupati. It's not that they are 50 or 60 years old, something else. Young people, but seriously ill. But this is all because of all our food is wrong, our water is wrong, our training is wrong, you know, our government laws are wrong, everything wrong. So in a wrong world, how can we live the same life? So, this is called sense gratification. What is that? It says, Pravrittir Isya Bhutana Nivrittirasu Mahafalam. It is saying in Bhagavatam. Everybody has the nature for sense gratification. Pravritti means sense gratification. Nivritti rasu mahafala. But human life is successful. You will enjoy unlimited happiness. If you can stop sense gratification, then have no expenditure and no hard work. Simply if you can control your senses and mind, just by chanting Hare Krishna, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting, is flying into the sky. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chanting, is jumping. He is unable to express the unlimited Anandamudhi Vardhanam, Pratipadam Purnamrita Swadam. That means it is an expanding version of bliss. Version itself is very big. It's an expanding of Ananda Ambudhi Vardhanam. Ambudhi means seed. Ananda Ambudhi Vardhanam. So this chanting Hare Krishna, it will take you to unlimited happiness. And the result is you will stop all sense gratification. So we should make Krishna conscious education compulsory. We should make Krishna conscious laws. So Krishna conscious training, Krishna conscious culture, everything Krishna conscious, all about Bhagavad Gita. So this is the only way. If you want to save the human society from going to dogs, simply introduce Krishna consciousness by going everywhere and chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Grandharasya Bhagavatam ki, Sri Ram Prabhupada ki.